Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Sua words ruin fasting. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you as my listener. Okay, let's go back to our topic. And it was that the Sir words ruined fasting. So we know that fasting means renouncing prohibitions, stay away prohibitions. And we know that the most sins are rooted in language, in our tongues. So when we go through Quran and hadiths we have inherited from our Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam, we can see that one of the conditions for accepting of our fasting is to renounce swear words. During the day, unfortunately, we face many people that have the bad habit of easily insulting others without considering the dire consequences of that action for their own soul and that the one who they are insulting. So using sour words and insulting others has got a very bad effect on our souls and our heart, and that is it removes the veil of modesty from our heart, leaving our heart exposed to Satan, and also accordingly willing for committing sins will grow up in the bed of our heart. So if we have the habit of insulting others, using swear words, it will remove modesty from our heart. And when we remove modesty from our heart, the willing for committing sins will grow up, so it would be easier for us to commit sins. And this is a ruining effect, and we need to consider, and we need to stay from this. So if one suffers from this bad habit, insulting others easily and using swear words, one must practice to purify his tongue before it's too late. Because when the heart dies, there is almost no way to revive it. It's very important, and we need to be in our mind that we have a deadline. There is a time limitation to revive our heart. When we leave our heart exposed to Satan, they come to our heart and they start killing our heart. And when our heart dies entirely, it is almost impossible to bring it back to the life. So, inshallah, we need to consider this point and we need to stay away from prohibitions.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z in Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host. And we have talked about how important it is not to use abusive words, abusive language and swear words. Let me tell you an instructive story from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. It is reported that one day the Prophet heard that a woman insulted and cursed her servant while she was fasting in the month of Ramadan. Hearing this, the Prophet went to this woman and invited her to eat. The woman said, "O Messenger of God, Ya Rasulullah, I'm fasting." The Prophet replied and said, "What kind of fasting is that? You curse your servant while you're fasting?" And then the Prophet said that fasting is not just about not eating and not drinking. it's very important. If you don't fulfill the recommendations and the moral commands in this great month of Ramadan, our fast is nothing just enduring hunger and thirst. So we should practice guarding our tongues against sins and bad habits, inshallah. Thank you for listening to us, and I hope you are all doing well.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you are by my side.